going on. It's that time. And it is the Fast King Pharaoh podcast with your boy, the Fast King Pharaoh, me. Hi, how are you? What is going on? Listen up, people. I have voted. Yes, round of applause. I have participated in that most American dance. I have voted. My ancestors are so proud. Actually, it wasn't that hard. It was actually super easy. Quick, sad admission of my own guilt. This is my first time ever voting. I am a filthy, filthy, filthy moderate. Just one of those fence-sitting, moralistic assholes that just go, oh, I don't participate in the voting system because you're both corrupt. Blah, 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 blah. It's always just a vote between a shit sandwich and a douche. Ugh, why do I have to play? Listen, people, I understand. I get it. Biden's not who he wanted. Me, personally, I'm a Bernie bro. Bernie Sanders was the only one who at least seemed to actually want to make America great again, or actually just make America great, period. Because he understands a fundamental fact that it always seems to escape politicians, which is a country is not its building and it's definitely not its land. It is its people. The people are what's most important. And armor, a chain, anything, strength from anything. That thing is only as strong as its weakest point. And only when we strengthen the weakest among us do we truly reach the heights of greatness. Bernie Sanders is 100% about that life. He's been walking that walk and talking that talk forever. This man was marching with black people back when that shit could get you killed. Like, it wasn't no joke. Like, if you were marching with black people for civil rights, you could get murdered. You were ostracized from your community. They would kick you right the fuck out. And you were putting your life in serious danger. He's always been about that life. He got shafted again. I wanted very, 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 very much for Bernie Sanders to win. But Bernie Sanders is such a soldier. He's such a badass that even after he lost, he continues to work for the people. Like Hillary Clinton just like fell off the map when she lost. She was like, I'm going on vacation. Just cleared it. Bernie Sanders lost the nomination and just immediately, you know, went right back to work, went back to fighting for legislation and trying to push the Green New Deal. Granted, he kind of hates money a little bit, but I understand the sentiment. But Biden is definitely not who I wanted, but he's unfortunately who we need. He's who we need. I think this country could do with some boring. We need a nice, boring bureaucrat in the office. Just some dude signing paperwork and, you know, I take this line on article, blah, 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 blah. This doesn't look right. This wording could be misinterpreted. You should take this back and rewrite it. We need boring back in the White House. We need some boring. We've had 4 years of turbulent nonsense. I need some sanity back in the White House so we can get back to work and do what's necessary. But that's enough politics. This is not a politic podcast. This is a fasting podcast talking about fasting, and I am the Fast King. So fuck all that. Go vote. So this is going to be a very short podcast. I'm going to try very hard to keep these podcasts extremely short, only because it's I want for... I want to, number one, I want to keep you engaged. And number two, I don't want to continue to drone on. I want to keep it short and impactful. So I'm going to try and keep these around 15 minutes. Do the best that I can because I do talk a lot of shit. But if I can keep them short, you can get that shotgun blast of information. And today in particular, we are talking. I'm going to get a little personal with you. I actually went and recently saw my doctor. I advocate very much on this podcast that you speak with your medical professionals. I have had my misgivings with the medical professionals, the medical world, really. Before I got diagnosed with congestive heart failure, I went to several doctors, five, in fact, including two ER doctors, trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Why couldn't I breathe? Why was I so swollen? Why couldn't I walk? Like, what was happening? And they all just kept saying bronchitis, bronchitis, asthma, bronchitis, bronchitis, until a night nurse came, saw me, like, yeah, you don't have any of that shit. You have congestive heart failure. Like, she didn't do any tests either. She just asked me to lift up my shirt, and she looked at me and she's like, oh yeah, you're swollen. Yeah, you have congestive heart failure. And then my doctor, the emergency doctor who came in, who is my doctor now, he's been my doctor ever since, he came in, he was like, oh, huh. Took a look, got my heart tested, and he was like, yeah, you're at 26% occlusion, which pretty much means that you got stage three congestive heart failure, which is really, really, really bad. It means you don't have much time left. Like your heart's no longer it's barely beating efficiently, and because of that your veins are porous. They have holes in them, so that they can let nutrients and water in and out. When your heart doesn't beat good, the water that's in your blood doesn't stay in your blood. It leaks out of your blood vessels, and you fill up with water, and then you drown in your sleep. That's how you die from congestive heart failure. And so it's just like I've had my problems with medical world, but that's why you need to shop around. I found my current doctor because I knew something was wrong. My parents knew something was wrong. Everybody knew that something was wrong, and we refused to accept the answers that we were repeatedly given. Do not be afraid of your doctor. They're there to help you. So, anyways, after all that, I went and visited the same doctor. I went to go visit him, and I got my blood work done, and I went and saw him. And this is a very, very honest moment. He's like, all of your numbers look good, all of your numbers look great, except for one thing. You've actually gained weight. You've gained weight. A significant amount of weight, rather. Granted, I still work out. I still work out very, very heavily. They're not in here right now. Behind me are I got my sword. I have two war clubs sitting over there. One's 15 pounds, the other one's 25 pounds. I work out with them every day. And that's actually what we're going to talk about right now. I work out with those every day. I do my sword swings every day, and then I have my hammers that are in my car. I go to my local beach, and me and my brother do an absolutely horrific workout. there are two light guard posts on the beach. They're about a quarter mile apart, and what we'll do is we will put the hammers in the sand. The hammers that he uses are 20 pounds each. Mine's are 40 pounds because I have mental problems. And what we do is we put the hammers into the sand. Hammer down, handle up, and we bear crawl all the way across the beach. So we'll take like so it's like you're bear crawling. You have both hammers in each hand, and you just move one hammer, and then you move your leg subsequently with that hammer, and then you crawl your way. So for a quarter mile, we bear crawl with these giant heavy ass bricks from one lifeguard tower to the other. Right now, the whole goal is to get that because it takes about 30 minutes to do, because it's fucking hard and it sucks a lot. But what the goal is, there are four actual movements with that workout. That's the first movement, and then the second movement is you march back with the hammers, holding the hammers up on your shoulders, and then you alternate each arm as you march back to the light post again. Then the third workout is a sort of a hammer swing. So basically, it's like your kettlebell swinging, but you have both hammers in hands. And but what you're actually doing is you're going to take the momentum of the hammer as it swings up, and you're going to use it to propel you forward. And you're going to do that all the way to the other side. And then the final workout is you throw the hammers. Literally, you pick up both hammers. Actually, well, you pick up one at a time, but you'll pick up one hammer, and then you'll throw it as far as you can in sort of a pushing motion, and then you'll go and so the way you end up throwing them is like kind of like leapfrog each other as you throw one farther than the one that's at rest. So, and that's the final workout. But right now we're only doing just the first one because my whole goal right now is it takes 30 minutes to do just the first exercise, and you're usually pretty exhausted after that first one. So, I have it timed, and what I will do is the moment I get it under 10 minutes, I can make that first quarter mile journey bear crawl under 10 minutes. It'll mean that, okay, it is now easy enough for me to add an additional exercise, and then I'll add the next one, and then I'll try and like, okay, cool. Once I can get both those under 20 minutes, then I'll add on the third, and so on and so forth. So you get it. It burns a lot of calories, boy. I have my fitness tracker on while I do it. And it burns about 500 calories within, If I get it done in 30 minutes, which is a good time right now, if I get it done in 30 minutes, it burns about 500 calories. If it's a bad night, it'll take me about 45 minutes, and that'll burn about 800 calories. It is brutal. Oh my God. But very well worth it, and you feel it everywhere. It's not a strenuous enough exercise that you feel like you're going to fucking die, which is awesome. So, that's what I currently do. And like I said, I work with the clubs every day. So in this episode, I definitely wanted to talk. I wanted to go more in depth about exercise. Anyways, so I spoke with my doctor, and he let me know that. And it was weird because I remember when hearing news like that would absolutely crush me. Like I'd be like, oh my God, my day's ruined, my week's ruined. It's just like, what am I doing? I'm fucking up so bad. And I would go and stress eat. I'd just say, fuck it. I'm just gonna go eat some pizza or whatever in order to alleviate some of the stress that I'm feeling because I'm gaining weight. Like what the hell, man? Like I work out so hard. And I thought that I was doing everything that I needed to. Let me tell you something for sure. You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to your weight. Do not think that I thought that I could just fast away the fat, which you can technically. But I thought that I could just fast. When I say fast away the fat, I mean I thought I could just fast and then eat whatever the fuck I wanted. And I had to st when he told me that I had gained weight, I actually had to look back and think. I was like, okay, what have I been eating? What have I been doing? And I was still fasting. I haven't stopped fasting. I'm never going to stop fasting. Right now, my current fast is I fast for 30. I do alternate day fasting, so I'll eat for a 12-hour window and then I'll fast for 36 hours. But I'm looking at what I was eating within the 12 hours, and I'm eating some highly potent, highly dense, calorically dense foods. They do have fiber, but it's not enough to outstrip the level of processed carbohydrates that I was intaking. Just incredible amounts, honestly. Like when I stopped to think about it, I was like, damn, that's actually quite serious. I didn't realize how much my eating habits started to reflect the way that I used to eat because I found fasting. I was like, ah, oh, I can just fast the food away. That's not going to work. You have to pay attention, and having a doctor there, a holistic doctor who believes in your entire health is extremely important. Go and find yourself a medical professional, and then look at the reviews, man. Shop around, find yourself somebody who can look at you objectively and go, okay, I got you. I got you. We're gonna walk through this together. He gave me some good advice. He's like, listen, Craig, you've lost incredible amounts of weight before. I know for sure that this is not, I'm not even worried about it. I want to see you in 90 days in a brand new place. And that's it. Me and my doctor, we have a running agreement. I swear to God, man, I might have to get rid of him as my doctor because I want him to be my friend, but he's the best doctor I've ever had. So it sucks, man. I don't get to hang out with him like that, but he's got faith in me. I've got faith in myself. So immediately, I cut out the processed carbs. That was about a week ago that I saw him, and all I did was cut out a majority of the processed carbs that I was eating in my eating window. And well, lo and behold, lost about 17 pounds instantly, just gone 17 pounds in just a 4-day period. And that's all it takes. Fasting is extremely powerful, but it's only powerful if you put in the work, and you're allowed to do what your body needs to do. But that's basically it. This week, what I would like for you to do, I'm gonna go a little bit over 15 minutes right now because this is a one thing that I absolutely need for you to do. I need for you to do it. There is an app. I will pull it up on my phone. When I post a video later, you'll see it, and I'll post a link for that app as well. This is the best Tabata protocol app that I have found, and it is called Hit Interval, if it'll fucking open. Basically, you can go to your Google Play Store. It is right here. Yeah, my camera's not gonna focus that up. Yep. Hit interval training. It's got a white picture of a dude running inside of a circle. This week, I want you to start into I want you to put a new workout regimen. It's very, very simple. It's very easy. It's not going to hurt, I promise. If you want, there's a Johnson and Johnson app. I think it's a 7 minute something. I swear to God, yeah, Johnson and Johnson makes a workout app. I don't know if they still host it. I'll try and find it for you and get the links for you later on. But basically, I want you to make a new workout. Think of seven exercises. So think push-ups. So it could be push-ups, jumping jacks, squats, good mornings, wall pushes, and jogging in place, and then jumping jack or burpees. Make that the last one. So seven exercises. And what you do is you set you get a Tabata timer on your phone, and for 20 seconds you do work, and then you rest for 10 seconds. So for 20 seconds you do push-ups, right? That's your first exercise. 20 seconds you do push-ups, then you rest for 10 seconds, and then for 20 seconds you do your next workout, which would be squats or whatever. Then you do squats for 20 seconds, and you just do that once a day, every day. It's only 4 minutes. Only 4 minutes. It helps build up mitochondrial density, allowing you to be able to do more work in the future. Absolutely amazing stuff. Definitely, definitely, definitely worth it. Worth it. I do it every day. I use the war clubs behind me. I just got a 25 pound. It's not a war club. I keep saying that. Not that. It's not what it is. I have a 25 pound steel club. That's the tall one over. My shoulders are too big. There's a 12 pound one that's sitting behind me. Not 15 pound, and there's a 25 pound one that's behind me. I use a 25 pound one now because I needed something a little heavier, in order to elicit a greater response from my body. But it doesn't have to be that. Just any seven exercises you want, and it's just 4 minutes, four total minutes, and then you're done. And then you're done. You go on about your day. You will break a sweat. You will break a sweat. You will feel your body heat up, but it's so absolutely good for you. And if you're using a heavy enough weight, it'll cause the GLUT4, GLUT-4 receptors that are in your muscles to rise to the surface, so that you can shuttle more glucose into your muscles. So if you have if you especially if you're diabetic. This is powerful stuff for type 2. Type 2. Well, I don't know if I think it's about type 2 diabetic. If you're type 2 diabetic and you do this very, very simple, very, very, very short workout, you can shuttle carbohydrates from your meals and from the excess sugar that's in your blood into your muscles. Look this shit up. I will link you the articles. But you go to the diabetic website, and they will tell you, if you want to cause your crash when you're done, go for a short 10-minute walk after you eat. All it just takes just a little activity after you eat, and you can see incredible results. I'll give you this. Sumo wrestlers in Japan, when the sumo, their whole job is to get bigger and gain more mass. They are mass masters. No one in the world is better at gaining functional mass than sumo wrestlers. Every time they eat huge calorically dense meals. Once they are done eating, they don't do anything. They immediately go rest. That is a mandate for them. They must go rest, because if they move after their meal, that won't get converted into fat. It won't get converted into mass. Their muscles will end up burning it. Do this once a day, preferably a little bit before bed. A little bit before bed, take yourself a cold shower. It's been noted that taking a cold shower before bed lowers your body temperature and causes you to have an incredibly great sleep. I've been doing it for the past 2 weeks. Anyways, wow, I went 4 minutes over. I'm so sorry. I told you I was gonna try and keep this under 15 minutes. I'm gonna get better at it. Anyways, people, this week, you only have one homework. It's only one. Vote. Vote, vote, vote. Vote. Get out there. Get to your polls. Do not let anybody try to intimidate you away from exercising what is the most American thing that you can do. Go vote. I believe in you. I have faith in you, and I love you. Have an amazing week. I will talk to you guys later. It's the Fast King Pharaoh. Holla at your boy.